Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for first pitch on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, Glass Doctor, Lee Tractor, Renova Roofing, and Smile Doctors. Let's get you set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, and a very happy Friday as we get set for game four this season set between the Biloxi Shuckers and the alongside you. Thanks so much for joining us here on your Friday night. The Shuckers come in today at a 43-44 record, 9-9 in the second half. Well, the Biscuits come in at 44-42, 8-9 in the second half of the year. This has been a series that has been wild. Shuckers win it last night by a 9-8 score. Seems like a simple enough game until you realize it was 2-0 after one and 2-2 after six. Shuckers had the lead four different times. They blew three of the leads, but they hang on for a one-run win in the ninth inning. A lot of resiliency from this lineup, who's won four of their last five and two of their first three here in this series against Montgomery. It has been a lineup that's been one of the hottest in minor league baseball. 63 runs scored in their last eight games. That's an average of 7.9 per game, the most in Double-A. And as a team, they're hitting the ball hard, and they're hitting the ball well. A 951 OPS that enters today as the sixth best over that eight-game span in all of minor league baseball, all the way from AAA all the way down to the Dominican Summer League. Shuckers trying to ensure at least a series split tonight. But before we get the first pitch, when we take a break, we'll come back, and then it's time for today's pregame interview and our usual Friday chat with the manager, Mike Guerrero. We talk a bit about just how incredible this lineup has been, how much this team has grown, and a bit about a certain Biloxi Shucker striking out bunch of guys at the big league level this week in Abner Uribe. That comes your way next before first pitch at 6:35 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Celebrate the weekend with premium giveaways, specialty jerseys, and unique acts every Saturday night throughout the 2023 season. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Rep the pearl and oyster everywhere with a trip to the Shuckers shop at MGM Park and online. Find Shuckers hats, apparel, collectibles, novelties, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond merchandise, and more. Grab your Shuckers gear today at MGM Park or visit shuckers.milbstore.com.
Follow the Biloxi Shuckers away from MGM Park for every pitch, promotion, ticket offer, and discount on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Follow the team at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, or at Official Biloxi Shuckers on Instagram. Become part of the fun today.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Shuckers back at it after a wild win last night. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by the manager, as always on Fridays, Mike Guerrero. Skip, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
How you doing after these last three games? It has been a wild and wacky series here in Montgomery.
Well, yeah, doing great. You know, I think, you know, when you have competitive game, players learn how to play the game the right way and see when you made a mistakes. There's going to be usually costly. So it's important for them to, you know where they at in those areas.
You talk about resiliency. This is a team that has battled again and again and again. They lose the lead three times last night, but they come back with four runs in the ninth inning. How fun was that to see from the lineup?
Well, that's one of the most important things, being able to be resilient and when you have a chance offensively, take advantage of it.
This is also a lineup that's hitting 1-9. The run scoring has been off the charts, which has to make your job pretty darn fun to fill out the lineup card every day knowing 1-9 is all hitting well.
Well, you know, it's that's a credit to our Chucky and Correa and everybody that contribute, Knicks and you know, and all of them have done an amazing job trying to get all things together. And you know, and as a team, you got to give them credit. The guys are starting to bind in a great approach and hitting the ball in the middle of the field and see what it takes you.
Does that make your job easier or harder to fill out the lineup card on a nightly basis with the team as hot as it's been?
Well, I think we're trying to give everyone a certain opportunity to contribute, and some going to play more than others. Depends on priorities and all that, and that's just part of it. It makes it fun. It makes it fun when you know you can have a good lineup out there and be able to be productive and hopefully we're able to catch the ball defensively.
Talking about being productive, 7-plus runs in 7 of the last 8 games, second most runs out of anybody in AA over that stretch. What has been the most impressive part about this big recent stretch of offense from this team?
Well, you know, the one thing is that we have improved a lot is in an approach, in understanding ourselves individually. You know, I think that's the most important thing, and we continue to be aggressive in the strike zone, and it's showing up.
Almost 90 games into the year for a lineup that is still the youngest in AA, yet they're putting up numbers like they've been playing for way more than they've been in their careers. How much fun is it to see that growth from this team and to see guys really get comfortable at this level?
Well, I do think the best baseball, we haven't play our best baseball yet, and I think you know, just watching the development and the improvement that each individual has done, you know, is really cultivating. So we're looking forward to the last day of the season and see where we at, and you know, and hopefully we're on top in a lot of areas in a lot of statistics and. You know, the development of these guys is really important.
And it seems like every single night you're hearing about a big guy in the system, whether it's in Carolina, Wisconsin, here in Biloxi, or up in Nashville. This system is absolutely loaded. How much fun is it to see guys top to bottom just producing in big ways?
Well, it's important for the organization. It's important for players individually to, you know, perform to a higher level. And, you know, the bar has been set. We have a really good team in the big leagues. The reflections go from all throughout the organization. The bar is set higher, and we need to get better, and so we can continue to be better in the big leagues.
You talk about the big league level. Last time we talked in this office, I was asking you about promoting Abner Uribe to AAA. He's now throwing 102 in the big leagues and striking out Bryce Harper and Nick Castellanos. How proud does it make you to see him light it up in the big leagues?
Well, that's what everything's all about. It's a pride of our organization that when we're able to do those kind of things, makes everyone proud as our organization. And not just one person individually. A lot of people contribute to Duane Uribe and for Uribe to be successful in the big league at this time. You know, a lot of people, you know, we're on his boat and contribute to all that.
Carlos Rodriguez gets the start tonight. He has been another guy that, like Abner Uribe, has just lit it up this year. The ERA is under 3, 100-plus strikeouts. What's been the most impressive part that you've seen for his growth this year?
The ability to navigate through lineups. I think with a pitch count, that's, I think, is a point that, you know, that ability is showing up, and he's able to do it, and you know, it's that's fun to do. If you can navigate through lineups with a minimum pitch count, that's, you know, some way somehow it develops the mentality to trying to get the guy out as soon as possible so you can go deeper in the game.
Well, Skip, thanks so much.
Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Biscuits at 6:35.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org. There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shucker Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Diving snag by Black gets to his feet, fires the first war in the pitch, and that ends the inning. In time, the tag for Caro, a terrific relay in the air towards Thornton. He dives, got it!
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGCN. Your home for every strikeout.
Wave and a miss, he's got him. Double-digit strikeout for the first time in his career.
Home run.
Story swings and hammers this one to right. Conine goes back, looks up, and it's gone! Jackson Churio, first double-A home run!
And Shuckers walk-off.
Jackson Churio, a two-home run game, and the Shuckers win it 7-6.
All season long.
And the Biloxi Shuckers are going back to the Southern League Championship Series.
Time to head out to the ballpark for first pitch with the voice of the Shuckers, Javen Blake.
Happy Friday and welcome to Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery, Alabama. We're getting set for game four of a six-game set, and the lefty Mason Montgomery gets to the hill for Montgomery and faces a Shuckers lineup that has been the hottest in AA over about the week plus. Javik Blake with you. Shuckers at 43-44, 9-9 in the second half against the Biscuits, 44-42 on the year, 8-9. In the second half. We're getting going a couple minutes early here on a Friday. Montgomery's first pitch comes home and it misses off the inside corner to the lefty Black. Underway at 6:34. Minute prior to the scheduled 6:35 first pitch. 1-0 delivery. Black takes away and the count goes to 2-0. Montgomery this year 2-2 with a 3.89 ERA over 17 starts with the Biscuits. 71 2/3 innings, 94 strikeouts. 2-0 pitch. Black swings and loops it out towards deep center. Auer chases back at the warning track, leaps at the wall, but deflects off his glove, off the wall, and deflects to right center. Black rounds second. He's into third. Back-to-back at bats with a stand-up triple for Tyler Black, and he leads this thing off with a ball off the wall in right center. Last night for Black, it was a game-tying 2-RBI triple in the ninth inning. Today, three pitches in. Shuckers have a runner on third. Brings up the righty Jackson Churio. Black just continues to roll. Now 10 for his last 20 at the plate. Pitch home to Churio. He takes a bit low. Count goes to 1-0. Scheurer is hitting .269 this year, 13 homers, 55 driven in, including an RBI last night. The pitch, fastball, called strike. Count evens 1-1. Shuckers' offense has just been rolling over about the last week plus. Pitch home. Churio swings and lines it in a right center. It's down for a base hit. Black comes home. And the Shuckers have scored first in each and every one of this game in this series. They lead it 1-0. Quickly, two batters in. Churio has his 56th RBI of the year. Shuckers lead it 1-0. More first inning runs. Two yesterday, seven on Wednesday, three on Tuesday. Brings up the righty Jefferson Caro. The pitch. Called strike at the top of the zone. That one at 92. So we're six pitches in, and the Shuckers already lead it 1-0. Churio off first. Montgomery fires. Churio's off. Pitch misses low. No throw from Soria. Churio has his 25th stolen base of the year. Counts even, one ball and one strike. Caro enters today hitting a team-high .293. 13 homers and an .877 OPS. The 1-1 pitch. He takes low. Count goes to 2-1. Churio's single, by the way, extends his hit streak to 8 in a row. He's been one of the hottest hitters in all of minor league baseball. And entered today hitting .469 over his last seven. Pitch home. Caro fouls it back to the screen. Count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Montgomery picks up his leg, spins around. Churio back to second. No throw. The 2-2 pitch. Curveball misses up, and the count goes full. Caro got the day off yesterday. After starting both Tuesday and Wednesday's games behind the plate. It's been a hot week. 94 today at first pitch. Feels like 104. 3-2 delivery. Caro swings and chops it foul. Third base side. We'll do it again. Caro calls time and steps out. Count at three balls and two strikes with nobody out. This series is touch anything, though. It's that you can't score enough. 53 runs combined through the first three games of this series. The 3-2 pitch. Churio's off to third. Caro touches it down the right field line, and it tails foul. We'll do it again. Three balls, two strikes. Churio off second. Churio, reason why the Shuckers already lead it 1-0. The pitch. He swings and lifts it down the right field line, tails towards the foul line. Heriberto Hernandez is over. A step shy of the sidewall, makes the catch. Churio tags and goes to third. It's a productive out. Brings up the lefty, Noah Campbell. Time to set the defense for Montgomery. Tristan Peters is in left. Mason Auer's in center. Heriberto Hernandez is in right. Third to first around the infield. Tanner Murray, Junior Caminero, Ronnie Simon, and Evan Edwards with Nate Soria behind the plate. Infield comes in. Churio takes his lead off third. First pitch. Campbell takes up and in, and it hits him on the elbow guard. So now runners on the corners with one away. Brings up the righty, Wes Clark. Clark's hitting 207 this year. Hit his 10th homer of the year last night after being robbed by Tristan Peters in center of a homer. Gave the Shackers at that point a 5-3 lead. The pitch. He swings and lifts it foul behind home plate, out of play. And the count goes 2-1. It's a fastball at 92 for Montgomery. Left-handed arm stands in at 6'2", 205 pounds out of Austin, Texas. Check back to first. Churio takes a hard step towards home, and Campbell's back in time. The pitch home. Clark takes inside, and the count evens 1-1. This has become a lengthy inning for Montgomery. Guy that has been one of the better pitchers on this Biscuit staff. One out, already about to throw his 18th pitch of the inning. The 1-1 delivery. Clark swings and lifts it foul. First base side out of play. The count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Clark takes strike 3 on the outside corner, 92 for Montgomery. Two away, and it brings up the switch hitter, Isaac Collins. 1-0 Biloxi in the top of the first. Campbell's at first. Churio's at third. Collins, a switch hitter, digs in from the right side against Montgomery. Collins hitting 266 this year with an 1129 OPS in July. Pitch home. Misses low and inside. Count goes to 1-0. And even with the offense, as crazy as it's been in the Southern League, that 1129 OPS still over 300 points above league average. Churio takes a walking lead off third. The pitch. Collins takes up. Count goes to 2-0. Collins went 0-for-3 yesterday with a walk after going 2-for-4 with two runs driven in on Wednesday. Pitch home. He swings and chops it back up the middle. Caminero's over. Simon, the second baseman, gets it. Fires to first in time. And that ends the inning. But in the inning, Shackers get a run off two hits, no errors, and they strand two. Through a half inning of play, 1-0 Biloxi. Back after this, the Biloxi Shackers Radio Network.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit glassdoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh, yeah!
Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers Bucket Hat Giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Welcome back to Montgomery. We end at the bottom of the first inning. Jacob Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers 1, Biscuits nothing. Shuckers got a run. First two batters of the game, a triple from Tyler Black and a single from Jackson Churio scored the first run. And they stake their starter, Carlos Rodriguez, to a lead. Rodriguez enters today as one of the top pitching prospects in the Brewers system, 5-3 with a 2.81 ERA. First pitch of the day to the lefty Tristan Peters comes home. He swings and pops it back up and out of play. Count goes 0-1. Rodriguez makes his 17th start of the year, 77 innings, 39 walks, 103 strikeouts. The 0-1 delivery. Peters waves and misses. Changeup on the outside corner at 84. And the count goes 0-2. Rodriguez has been one of the best pitchers in the Southern League this year. Opponents hitting just 183 against him. It's the top mark of the league. Peters hitting 253 at the plate, 347 OBP. The pitch. Peters swings and rolls it on the ground, right side of the infield. Clark backhands it, deflects off his shin, recovers, fires to Rodriguez in time. One away, and it brings up the righty Junior Caminero. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Shuckers' defensive alignment. Isaac Collins is in left. Lamar Sparks in center. Noah Campbell is in right. Third to first around the infield. Tyler Black, Ethan Murray, Felix Valerio, and Wes Clark. Jefferson Caro behind the plate. The pitch home. Caminero waves and misses. Cutter on the outside corner at 88. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. The 0-1 delivery. He swings and chops it on the ground. Foul. Third base side. Count goes 0-2. Caminero is hitting 289 in Double A. Five homers, 22 driven in. 351 OBP. The 0-2 pitch. Caminero waves and misses. The slow curve from Rodriguez. Retires Caminero. Now two away for Ronnie Simon. That's a pitch that Rodriguez brought out in his last start. Instead of his normal curveball, which he can throw at about 85, 86, that one comes in about 10 miles an hour slower. Two away. Switch hitter Simon up. Pitch home. Simon swings and lifts it out to left. Collins takes a couple steps in. Makes the catch and finishes off a 1-2-3 bottom of the first from Carlos Rodriguez. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. 1-0 Biloxi after one. Back after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
To the top of the second inning. Jacob Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Bottom three in the order due up against the lefty Montgomery. Starts off with the righty Ethan Murray. Pitch home. Murray takes off the inside corner. Count goes to 1-0. Murray's hitting 248 this year. Five homers, 27 driven in. Pitch home. He waves and misses. A long cut and a fastball at 91. Count evens 1-1. Murray stands at the very back of the right-handed box. Montgomery fires. He swings and serves it out to right center field. Auer, the center fielder, takes a couple steps over, makes the catch, and retires Murray for the first down. One away, and it brings up the righty Felix Valerio. Chuckers lead it 1-0 here in the second. The pitch. Valerio takes low. Count goes to 1-0. Been very fastball heavy early on for Montgomery. The pitch. Takes a strike on the inside corner. Another fastball at 90 miles an hour. Count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. He swings and lifts it out deep to left. Peters back, looks up at the wall, turns around, and it's gone. Valerio has his second homer of the year, and it's 2-0 Biloxi. He touches home. 100 off the bat, 367 feet. Shuckers have scored runs in back-to-back innings. Now brings up the righty Lamar Sparks. One out, nobody on. The pitch. He takes up. Count goes to 1-0. The pitch. He swings and fouls it back. Count evens 1-1. That was Valerio's first homer since June 1st against Pensacola. 80 at-bats between home runs. The 1-1 pitch misses up and in. Count goes to 2-1. So the Shuckers lead it 2-0. Again, should another starter for the Biscuits that had great numbers entering today. The pitch misses up and away. Count goes to 3-1. Montgomery entering today at an ERA of 3.89. Pitch home. Sparks takes a strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 3-2. But he had struggled a bit against the Shuckers, but had been real good over about the past month. The 3-2 pitch. He takes strike three at the knees. Second strikeout today for Montgomery. And that brings up the top of the order and the lefty, Tyler Black. Two outs, nobody on. Shuckers lead it 2-0 here in Montgomery against Montgomery. Not confusing at all. Mason Montgomery, the pitcher. Pitch home. Curveball misses low. Count goes to 1-0. He is one of only a collection of players in minor league baseball to share the same last name as the city he's pitching in. The 1-0 delivery. Black swings and hammers it foul. Left field side out of play. Count evens 1-1. Black tripled off the wall in right center, back to lead off the game in the top of the first inning. The pitch, curveball misses up and in. Count goes to 2-1. That triple adds to what just has been a terrific 2023 for Black. The pitch, waves and misses. Fastball on the outer half. Counter 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch. Black swings and loops it down the left field's line out of play. We'll do it again. Clouds starting to roll in here in Montgomery. A lot of weather to the north. No rain expected, though. 2-2 pitch. Takes up. Count goes to 3-2. The 3-2 pitch. Black takes up and in and works the walk. Black's reached base twice today. Brings up the righty Jackson Churio with two away. Also an opportunity for Black to try and tally a couple more stolen bases. He is 45 on the year. Seven away from the Shuckers' single-season franchise record. Set back by Johnny Davis in 2017. Check back to first. Black dances back to the bag, standing up. The pitch. Churio takes a strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 0-1. Churio brought home Black after Black tripled the lead off the game in the first inning. The 0-1 delivery. Churio stares at a fastball low. Count evens 1-1. The pitch. He swings and lifts it out to right. Hernandez turns around, watches it go, and Churio has 14 homers. This one, a two-run bomb to right, and it's 4-0 Biloxi. .102 off the bat. He touches home. Gives Black a big high five and a hug. That one off the bat at 102 miles an hour goes 407 feet. Shuckers lead it big time here in the second. Brings out the pitching coach Steve Merriman to talk to Montgomery. Shuckers offense just continues to roll. Two home runs in the inning, now 26 in the month of July. It's the second best out of any team in Double A. Home plate umpire Stephen Hodkins comes out to break up the plate meeting, mound meeting. What a night it has been for the Biloxi offense. What a series it has been for Biloxi's offense. Brings up Jefferson Caro. Story is back behind the plate, good to go. Caro's 0-for-1 today with a fly out to right. Montgomery delivers. Caro swings and tags it foul. First base side out of play. And the count goes to 0-1. The pitch. He swings and pops it up. Foul territory in the first base side. Evan Edwards is under it. Makes the catch. A couple steps away from the sidewall, and that ends the inning. But not before the Shuckers tally three runs on two homers. No errors, and nobody left on base. We're through an inning and a half. 4-0 Biloxi. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEB Distributing during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Steps up to the plate against the righty Carlos Rodriguez. Off to the bottom of the second inning. Shuckers lead it 4-0. Four runs on four hits. First pitch of Rodriguez's second comes home. Misses up and in. Changeup at 83, and the count goes to 1-0. Rodriguez needed not many pitches to get through the first. He needed all of seven. The 1-0 delivery. Howard takes a slider, called a strike on the outside corner. Count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Auer takes a curveball off the inside corner. Count goes to 2-1. The pitch home. Fouled back. Count goes to 2-2. The 2-2 delivery. Auer swings and chops it to third. Black backhands it, fires across the diamond in time. Beats Auer by a step. Four up, four down to start this thing off for Rodriguez. And it brings up the righty, Diego Infante. One away in the bottom of the second. Chuckers lead it 4-0. Four runs on four hits and two homers. One of the two, Jackson Churio, his 14th of the year. The pitch. Infante swings and hits it out towards deep center. Sparks turns around, back towards the wall, makes the grab, crashes into the wall, and tracks it down for the second out. He tagged that one 402 feet to center. Sparks went all the way back and grabbed it. Now he's down for a moment. And out comes the Shuckers training staff. Sparks went hard charging into the wall in center. Tanner Boss out of the dugout alongside manager Mike Guerrero. Just a quick little checkup on Sparks. It's a padded wall out towards center. And Sparks is good. Now Boss starts the jog all the way back to the Shuckers dugout. Boss back to the dugout. All good to go. Two outs, nobody on. Righty Tanner Murray steps in. Rodriguez delivers. Fastball misses away. Count goes to 1-0. The pitch. He swings and loops it out towards right center. Sparks on the move, dives, and it's out of his reach. Trickles to the wall. Murray, round second, now off to third. Campbell fires it in. It's cut off by Clark in the middle of the infield. It's a stand-up triple for Tanner Murray. First base runner of the game for Montgomery. Brings up the righty, Heriberto Hernandez. Sparks gave it a ton of hustle. Went full extension, but just missed his glove by maybe 6 inches or so. So now brings up the righty, Heriberto Hernandez. Runner on third. First pitch, fastball. Pops the mitt off the inside corner at 94. Count at 1-1 and no strikes. Hernandez hitting 239. The pitch. Slider called a strike inside corner. Count evens 1-1. The 1-1 delivery. Slider misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. Shuckers lead this thing 4-0 here in the bottom of the second. The 2-1 delivery. He swings and rolls it left side of the infield. Couple hops to Murray at short, takes a step, fires a dart to first. Retires Hernandez, and the Shuckers strand a runner at third. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. Into the third, 4-0 Biloxi. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
We're off to the top of the third inning here in Montgomery. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Lefty Mason Montgomery faces the lefty Noah Campbell. First pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers lead it 4-0. Four runs on four hits and two big-time homers. The pitch. Campbell fouls it back to the screen, and the count evens 1-1. They've touched up Montgomery for four runs. Montgomery this year has allowed four or more runs in just two starts. Once against Mississippi on July 7th, and another back in late April against Pensacola. The pitch. It's a curveball up. And the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 delivery. Curveball misses up and in. Count goes to 3-1. Montgomery's just been a bit all over the place today. 3-1 pitch. Wave and a miss. Fastball that barreled on in. 91. Count goes full, 3-2. Train starts to chug on by and left. Real cool setup here in Montgomery. About 50 feet from the back of the left field wall to the train tracks. Pitch home, swings and breaks his bat, hits it to first. Edwards has it, takes it to the bag himself, retires Campbell for the first out. One away, and it brings up the righty Westcourt. Shuckers lead it 4-0. Here in the top of the third inning. The pitch, oh, he waves and misses. Fastball inside corner at 89. Count goes to no balls and one strike. Clark's 0 for 1 today. Struck out looking back in the first. The pitch, fastball, misses low. Count evens 1 and 1. The 1-1 delivery. He swings and tags it down the right field line. Hernandez back, looks up, and it's another homer. This one's demolished out to deep right, and the Shuckers lead it 5-0. He rounds third with his 12th extra base hit against Montgomery. He has homers in back-to-back games. This one goes 347 feet for his 11th of the year. Brings up the switch hitter, Isaac Collins. 5-0 Biloxi. The pitch home. He swings and serves it out towards short center. Auer comes in, makes the catch, and retires Collins for the second out. Brings up the righty, Ethan Murray. 5-0 Shuckers here on the top of the third inning. Three homers already today for what has been a powerful month. The pitch home. He takes low. Count goes to 1-0. Shuckers enter today with 63 runs in their last eight games. That's the most in AA. They've now hit 27 homers in the month of July. Second best out of any team in AA. The 1-0 delivery misses up. The count goes to 2-0. The only team that's hit more is the Amarillo Sod Poodles. They were 11 clear over anybody else. 35 homers in the month of July. The pitch. He swings and fouls it off his back foot. Count goes to 2-1. Shuckers have to be feeling good, though. This has been a series where no lead is safe, but up by 5 with your star on the mound in Carlos Rodriguez has to be a good feeling. The 2-1 delivery. He swings and punches it foul. Out of play in the first base side. Count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. He swings and serves it foul. Out of play on the first base side. Count stays at 2-2. The 2-2 delivery. He takes up. Count goes to 3-2. The fastball at 91 for Montgomery. Pitch count's way up there. 62 pitches. 35 strikes. 27 out of the zone. The pitch home. He swings and lifts it out towards left center. Auer charges over. Now a couple steps back in the alleyway. Makes the catch and ends the inning. But the Shuckers get another run on another homer. This time it's from Wes Clark. One run, one hit, no errors. Nobody left on base. 5-0 after 2.5. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got a neck of sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows. I'll get my grill on.
Konecka Sausage is the exclusive sausage sponsor and hot dog provider of MGM Park. Find them at your next trip to MGM Park at the first and third base concession stands.
As I get my grill on.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night. The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese, a three-time Olympic medalist and seven-time world champion, with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration.
To Montgomery. David Blake back with you in a game that has been all Shuckers from the start. They lead it 5-0. Righty Carlos Rodriguez back to the hill against the lefty Evan Edwards. Eight man in this order. The pitch. Fouled back. Count goes 0-1. It has been an incredible night for the Shuckers on offense. Five runs on five hits and three more homers. They've now scored 68 runs in their last eight games, plus the first three innings today. 0-1 delivery. Evans takes away, and the count evens 1-1. Edwards this year hitting .239, nine homers, 35 driven in, and a .353 OBP. The pitch. Called the strike. Count goes to 1-2. Rodriguez has only struck out one. He's been real effective tonight. The 1-2 pitch. Wave and a miss. Curveball at 83. Second strikeout of the day for Rodriguez. Brings up the righty Nate Soria. That was the harder curve from Rodriguez. It bit low in the dirt. But more than enough for Edwards to fan on it. Went about three-quarters of a way with the swing and then realized it was too late. Soria comes up from the right side, 0 for 20 this year. The pitch. Soria takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. Fastball at 94. Shuckers lead it 5-0. The pitch. Misses off the outside corner. Fastball at 93. Count goes to 2-0. The pitch. Soria swings and lifts it into foul territory. First base side. Clark over. A long way to go. Hits up against the sidewall and the ball falls out of play. Count goes to 2-1. Rodriguez delivers home. Soria swings and lifts it out to a short left. Collins over towards the line. Gets under it, makes the catch, and retires Soria for the second out. Tristan Peters comes up. It's back to the top of the order. Peters in from the left side. First batter to face Rodriguez twice tonight. The pitch takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers lead it 5-0. Two outs, nobody on. The pitch misses off the inside corner. Count goes to 2-0. The pitch count right now in fantastic shape for Rodriguez. About to throw his 30th pitch of the night. Two outs at the bottom of the third inning. He delivers home. Chopped foul, first base side. Count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 delivery. Wave and a miss. Fastball up and in at 90 miles an hour. Counter two balls and two strikes. The 2-2 delivery. He swings and lifts it out to short right over Valerio's head and down for a base hit. Campbell gets it on a hop and fires it in. So it brings up Junior Caminero. Man on with two away. 5-0 Shuckers here on the bottom of the third. Rodriguez has had a ton of run support tonight. Check back to first. Peters is back in time. He delivers home. Fastball misses up at 86. Kemp goes to 1-0. Caminero's 0-for-1. Struck out in a curveball back in the first. The pitch. He swings and lifts it into left center, and it's down for a base hit. Peters touches second, heads to third. Collins throws it into second. Caminero's extended his hit streak to 3 in a row. Peters to third. And now puts runners in the corners with two away for the switch hitter Ronnie Simon. He's set to step in from the left side. Gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for station ID on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
First pitch to Ronnie Simon. Misses off the outside corner. The count goes to 1-0. Simon's 0-for-1 today. Went to left back in the first inning. Caminero's at first. Peters at third. 5-0 Biloxi. The pitch. Wave and a miss. Cutter low at 86. Counts even. 1-1. Shuckers have 5 runs on 5 hits. No runs on 3 hits for Montgomery. The pitch. Misses off the outside corner. Hunter at 84. The count goes to 2-2. Rodriguez has 7 different pitches. 4-seam fastball, 2-seam fastball, 2 different curveballs. The pitch. Wave and a miss. Changeup low at 85. And the count's at 2-2. Quick pick back to first. Caminero, though, back in time. He has 2 types of fastballs. A hard curve and a slow curve. A slider, a changeup, and a cutter. Just about everything you could think of. 2-2. Trying to work out of a scoreless third inning. He fires home. Simon takes up. Count goes full. Now Simon calls time and steps out. Wipes off his forehead with both arms. Caminero off first will be off with the pitch. Rodriguez steps back on the hill, ready to go. Comes send at the belt. The 3-2 pitch, Caminero's off. Simon waves and misses. Changeup on the outside corner at 86, and it finishes off a scoreless third inning from Rodriguez. No runs, 2 hits, no errors, and 2 runners left on base. 5-0 Biloxi after 3. Back after this in the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low.
To the top of the fourth inning, 5-0 Biloxi. Lefty Mason Montgomery fires home to the righty Felix Valerio. That one's lifted out towards center. Mason Auer drifts over to right center, stands under, makes the one-handed grab, and retires Valerio for the first out. Well, welcome back to Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery. Shuckers offense has just continued to roll. 63 runs in their last eight games, more than anybody else in Double-A. And they've added on to it with five runs here tonight. Randy Lamar sparks in, first pitch. He has a fastball at 89 and a called strike one. Shuckers got one in the first, three in the second, one more in the third inning. The pitch, fastball, he swings and hammers this out to right. Hernandez goes back, turns around at the warning track, looks up, and the Shuckers have four homers in four innings. This time it sparks his fifth of the year, and it's 6-0 Biloxi. Sparks crosses home 349 feet off the bat at 98 miles an hour. And the Shuckers offense just continues to hammer baseballs. Four homers tonight, now 28 in the month of July, second most in Double A. Back to the top of the order and the lefty Tyler Black. First pitch is a curveball that misses up. And the count goes to 1-0. Six runs on six hits. Black's reached base twice today. Triple and a walk. The pitch misses up and in. Count goes to 2-0. A couple weeks removed from Canada Day. Canada's version of July 4th and a big holiday for one Tyler Black. 2-0 delivery. Takes inside, count goes to 3-0. Black, born and raised in Toronto, Canada. He made a good friend on Canada Day. Member of the Shuckers cleaning staff, Jamie, is also from Canada. Pitch home, misses up and away, and that's a four-pitch walk. Black reaches, back-to-back base runners reach here with one away.
There's a hitter for 11, Jackson Churio.
Brings up Jackson Churio. Black off first, 6-0 Biloxi in the fourth inning. The pitch, Churio takes off the inside corner. Count goes to 1-0. Churio's 2-for-2 today. He has an 8-game hit streak. 7 of the 8 games have been multi-hit games. The 1-0 delivery. Called a strike on the outside corner. Count evens 1-1. Shuckers have 6 runs on 6 hits and 4 homers in 4 innings. The 1-1 pitch. He swings and lifts a curveball foul. Out of play in the first base side. And the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one away here in the fourth inning. The pitch. Churio fouls it off, out of play. Count stays at 1-2. 6 runs allowed today for Montgomery. It's a new season high. Check back to first. Black back up standing. The 1-2 delivery. Black goes. Churio fouls it back and will do it again. Black doesn't stop at second, sprints all the way out to short left center, makes a big round turn, and now heads back to first. That was his anti-sliding mechanism. Not enough time to stop before the bag, just keep on running. Made a big old circle. Count it 1-2 with one away. Black back off first. The 1-2 pitch. Chirio swings and rolls it to second. Simon has it. Flips to second for one. Caminero's throw to first. Not in time. Chirio beats it out. It's a fielder's choice. Black's retired for the second out. It's a real nice shovel over to second from Simon. Now two away for the righty, Jefferson Caro. Caro's 0 for 2 today. Fly out to right and a pop out to first. The pitch home. He swings and fouls it off his back foot. Count goes to no balls and one strike. Shuckers lead it 6-0. Two outs and a man on first. We're just in the fourth inning. Shuckers have had a lot of fun today. Off biscuit starter Mason Montgomery. The pitch. He swings and pops it foul. First base side out of play. Count goes 0-2. The 0-2 delivery. Blacks off. Caro swings and pops it foul. Deep down the left field line, but way out of play. Count stays at 0-2. Caro steps back in. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Man on first. The 0-2 pitch. He swings and lines it in the left center, down for a base hit. Auer picks it up in the gap. Black heads first to third. He's in standing. Throw goes into Simon at second. Caro extends his hit streak to 3 straight. Checkers of runners in the corners with 2 outs. Brings up the lefty, Noah Campbell. Shuckers are definitely having a lot of fun today. 6 runs off 7 hits. John Doxakis getting warm in the bullpen for Montgomery. Now out comes the manager, Morgan Ensberg. Ends the day for Montgomery. 6-0 here with 2 outs and runners on first and third here in the top of the fourth inning. Takes the ball from Montgomery. We'll take a break. Back after this in the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new. Visit glassdoctor.com to request a free estimate and let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Watch over 7,000 minor league games during the season with MILB.TV on the MILB First Pitch app and MILB.com. Sign up today at MILB.TV.
Featuring amazing views of MGM Park, downtown Biloxi, and the Mississippi Sound, the Renova Roofing Party Deck is the place to be this summer. The deck includes all-you-can-eat food and beverage service for 2 hours, as well as group recognition on the MGM Park video board during the game. Enjoy the scenic views of the game from the suite level. Get in the action and call 228-233-3465 today.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at MGM Park on Saturday, July 29th at 6:05 for a clear backpack giveaway presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Jason Montgomery out. John Doxakis comes in for Montgomery. Shockers lead it 6-0. Runners in the corners here in the top of the fourth. Shavik Blake back with you. First pitch, the lefty Noah Campbell misses away. And the count goes to 1-0. Doxakis, a lefty, inherits two base runners. The pitch misses away. Soria keeps it in front of him. Count at 2-0. Montgomery's done after 3 2/3 innings. So far, has given up 6 runs on 7 hits. The 2-0 delivery. Campbell checks his swing on a changeup low. Check out to the third base umpire Kyle Stutz as he goes around. Count goes to 2-1. Shuckers are really able to bleed Doxakis or Montgomery's pitch count. 80 pitches in 3 2/3. The pitch. Campbell swings and pops it out to short left. Caminero, the shortstop, out, calls everybody off under it, makes the catch, and that ends the inning. But not before the Shuckers score another. 1 run on 1 hit. Check that, 1 run on 2 hits, no errors, and 2 runners left on base. 4 homers in 4 innings. Makes it 6-0 Biloxi. Back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Other teams might have season ticket holders, but in Biloxi, become a member of the team with a Shuck Nation membership. Pick your way to be at MGM Park for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2023 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $27 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, unique experiences, lasting memories, and more. Become a part of Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-2465.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics is here to help you, Shuckers fans. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in Biloxi, Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics, the official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Back to Montgomery, bottom four, and the Shuckers are up big, 6-0. Righty Carlos Rodriguez delivers home. First pitch, the righty Mason Auer is fouled back. The count goes to 0-2. Javik Blake back with you under dark and threatening skies here in Montgomery. 0-1 delivery. Auer waves and misses. Slider at 83, and the count goes to 0-2. Couple of big rain cells in the area. The 0-2 delivery misses up with a fastball at 91. Count goes to 1-2. And the rain's now started. A lot of fans leaving their seats to go to the open air concourse. The 1-2 delivery misses up. Count evens, 2-2. It's now really starting to come down. A couple of big, heavy, dark clouds. Couple of flashes of lightning off in the distance. The 2-2 pitch. He swings and hits it to third. Black gobbles it up, takes 2 steps, fires to first in time. Hours retired on his second ground out the third today. Brings up the righty Diego Infante. It is really starting to come down, and the umpires have just waved the players off the field. So we officially head into a delay at 7:39 p.m. here in Montgomery. It has taken 88 games, but for the first time this year, we have a delay in the middle of a game. Shuckers lead it 6-0. We are not halfway through right now, 6-0 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. They are currently rolling out the tarp as we speak. The rain starting to really come down in Montgomery. 6 runs on 7 hits and no errors for Biloxi. No runs, 3 hits, and no errors for the Biscuits. Shuckers have 6 runs on 4 home runs in what has been one of their best offensive performances to date. They've also been helped out by Carlos Rodriguez just being excellent on the hill. 3 1/3 innings pitched. He has allowed just 3 hits. All 3 runners have been stranded, 3 strikeouts, and no walks. We'll take a break when we come back. We have an update on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keith's. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Welcome back to Montgomery. Jay McBlake back with you. We are currently in a weather delay at Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery. The delay started at 7:38 p.m., just about an hour after we started this thing in Montgomery. The Shuckers lead it right now by a 6-0 score with one out in the bottom of the fourth inning. Jay McBlake back with you. It has been quite the night for the Shuckers offense. Time to recap everything that has happened so far. The Shuckers have 6 runs on 7 hits. 4 of the 7 hits have been homers. 1 from Felix Valerio, 1 from Jackson Churio, 1 from Wes Clark, and another from Lamar Sparks. While on the mound, Carlos Rodriguez has been terrific. 45 pitches to get through 3 1/3. With the rain coming down, hopefully if the delay is not too long, Rodriguez will be able to continue on with his start. The ERA in the season down to a 2.69 after 3 1/3 scoreless on the hill. 6 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Biloxi. No runs, 3 hits, and no errors for Montgomery. We're going to send you back to your regularly scheduled programming. We'll check in about every 15 to 20 minutes with updates regarding potential restart times and an update on tonight's game. But as we stand right now with one out in the bottom of the fourth inning, we are in a rain delay here in Montgomery. Check back in about 15 minutes or so, but for now, let's send you back to regularly scheduled programming right here on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Make sure to stay tuned to our social media channels at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter for updates regarding restart times, and we'll catch you in just a couple of moments with hopeful updates on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Right now, in a delay, 6-0 with one out in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Thanks for making the scene with Cruz and WGCM. Cruz on!
Young child with dreams, dream every dream on your own. Children play, seems like you end up alone.
says he'd love to be with you if he had the time. So you turn to the only friend you can find there in your mind. Child, when I was young, I used to call your name when no one else would come. Shiloh, you always came and we'd play. Counting the years, keeping my dreams to myself, till a young girl with fire made me trust somebody. Child, all I saw was the way that she made me smile. She made me smile. Shiloh, when I was young, I used to call your name when no one else would come. Shiloh, you always came, but you'd stay. Shiloh.
when it comes to cruising. We're the leader of the pack. Cruising WGCM.
Arms around you good and tight, that's all I had to see. for me to say, hey, hey, hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart, sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you. I knew Mary Lou, we never part, so hello.
Digging the scene on Cruise and WGCM. Thanks for cruising with us, baby.
Through the mirror of my mind, after time, I see reflections of you and me, reflections of the way life used to be, reflections of the love you took from me. Oh, I'm all alone now, no love to shield me, trapped in a world that's a distorted reality. Happiness you took from me and left me alone with only memories. Through the mirror of my mind, through these tears that I'm crying, reflects the hurt I can't control. Cause although you're gone, I keep holding on to the happy time. Ooh, and you were mine. As I peer through the window of lost time, looking over my yesterday and all the love I gave all away. All the love that I've wasted, all the tears that I've tasted, all the pain. Through the hollow of my tears, I see a dream that's lost. From the hurt that you have caused, everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be. Reflections of the way life used to be.
This is WGCM Gulfport, 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Interrupt this programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Javik Blake back with you from Montgomery. We are currently in a rain delay that started about 30 minutes ago with the Shuckers up 4-0, or 6-0, check that, in the bottom of the fourth inning with one out and nobody on. The righty Carlos Rodriguez had been cruising. The Shuckers smashed four home runs in each of the first four innings. Fortunately, rain has come through, and unfortunately, the news we have is there is no news. The turf is still on the field. It is windy. It is raining. It's raining every which direction. Lightning still in the area as a couple of storm systems move through here in Montgomery. Make sure to stay tuned to the Biloxi Shuckers social media channels at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter and Biloxi Shuckers on Facebook for updates regarding a restart time. When we get a restart time, one thing is for certain, though, the six runs that the Shuckers have will not be wiped off the board if this game cannot be resumed. They would suspend it and restart it tomorrow in the same scenario, one out in the bottom of the fourth inning. They would play through the nine and then play a seven-inning game in game two of what would be a suspend and play game two of a doubleheader, but the Shuckers hoping to get things restarted tonight on what has been a great night for the offense. Shuckers up 6-0 with one out in the bottom of the fourth inning. Carlos Rodriguez had been cruising. Jackson Churio was 2-for-3 with three runs driven in. The home runs tonight, Jackson Churio had a two-run shot. Wes Clark, a solo shot, and then solo shots as well from Felix Valerio and Lamar Sparks. You can continue to hear the rain pelt down here in Montgomery. So with that, we'll send you back to your regularly scheduled programming. Make sure to stay tuned with the Biloxi Shuckers social media accounts at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter and Biloxi Shuckers on Facebook for updates regarding the restart time for tonight. game. We'll send you back to regularly scheduled programming on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Hopefully, at some point with the duration of tonight, we'll be back with you with an update or restart time. But for now, we'll send you back to regularly scheduled programming. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Everybody's gonna jump for joy. Come on. Gets here, all the pigeons gonna run to him. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Let me do what I wanna do. I can't decide them all. Safe with someone on everyone's toes. But when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, everybody's gonna wanna doze. Come on without, come on within. Everybody. You'll not see nothing like the mighty
This is Cruisin' WGCM.
One day I
We interrupt this programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Diving snag by Black gets to his feet, fires the first, war in the pitch. And that ends the inning. In time, the tag for Caro. A terrific relay in the air towards Thornton Murray. Dives, got it!
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCN. Your home for every strikeout.
Wave and a miss, he's got him. Double-digit strikeout for the first time in his career.
Home run.
Curry swings and hammers this one to right. Conine goes back, looks up, and it's gone! Jackson Churio, first double-A home run.
And Shuckers walk-off.
Jackson Churio, a two-home run game, and the Shuckers win it. 7-6.
All season long.
And the Biloxi Shuckers are going back to the Southern League Championship Series.
Time to head out to the ballpark for first pitch with the voice of the Shucker, Javen Blake.
It has been almost 2 hours, but welcome back to Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery, Alabama. The rain has passed through, and we are back and ready to go for baseball here in Montgomery. Javik Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. When we entered the delay, the Shuckers were up 6-0. They had four homers in four innings, and Carlos Rodriguez had just retired the first out of the fourth inning. Because of a delay that takes almost 2 hours, Rodriguez is out. It now brings in the righty T.J. Shook, who's been used in multiple different roles this year with Biloxi. He comes in with one out and nobody on here in the third inning. He faces the righty Diego Infante as the clock strikes 9:30. First pitch of the restart is rolled on the ground left side of the infield. Backhanded by Murray deep in the shortstop hole. The throw to first. A good pick from Clark. And Infante's retired for the second out. So the official time of delay is 1 hour and 51 minutes. Gives a chance to reset the Shuckers defense for a second time today. Tyler Black and Ethan Murray are on the left side of the infield. The pitch home. Fastball called strike one. Meanwhile, right side of the infield, Felix Valerio and Wes Clark. Outfield from left to right, Isaac Collins, Lamar Sparks, and Noah Campbell. Emerson Caro is behind the plate. 0-1 pitch. Slider misses low. Count evens, one ball and one strike. Murray got the first hit of the day for Montgomery in the bottom of the second inning. Tripled to the wall in right center. The 1-1 delivery. He swings and fouls it off his front shin. Count goes to one ball and two strikes. This is the first time Shook has come out in relief in quite some time. Enters today to make his 16th appearance, 11th out of the bullpen. 63 strikeouts in 50 innings and a 5-4 ERA. 1-2 delivery. He swings and rolls it foul. Third base side right into the hands of third base coach Morgan Ensberg. Count stays at 1-2. Two outs, nobody on in the bottom of the fourth inning. It's been the longest bottom of the fourth inning of the year. It's taken over 2 hours. The 1-2 delivery. Murray swings and rolls it to Murray at short. Ethan grabs it, fires to first, and retires Tanner to end the inning. It's a 1-2-3 inning that lasts almost 2 hours. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We enter the fifth. It's 6-0 Biloxi. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
The fifth inning, Shuckers leading 6-0. Lefty John Dakakis is out, and in comes the righty Antonio Menendez to make his first appearance of the season with Montgomery. He was called up all of about 6 hours ago. First pitch, the righty Wes Clark. Fastball misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers lead at 6-0. They haven't come to bat in about 2+ hours. Hour and 51-minute rain delay in the bottom of the fourth. 1-0 delivery. Slider called the strike on the inside corner. And the count evens 1-1. Menendez comes in to relieve Dakakis, who, due to the rain delay, throws just a third of an inning and gets Noah Campbell to pop out and end the fourth. Pitch home. Slider misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. He throws all of 4 pitches. So it brings in the righty Menendez. 2-1, the count to Clark, who is 1-for-2 today with a homer. The pitch, wave and a miss. Slider at 91. Count evens 2-2. Menendez, a bit of a sidewinding righty, stands in at 6'4", 215 pounds. 2-2 pitch. Misses away, and the count goes full. It's a crazy amount of rain during that rain delay. At one point, it was coming down sideways due to the wind. The field looks perfect. Real great job by this Biscuits grounds crew. 3-2 delivery. Clark swings and lifts it out to center. Albert settles under it, makes the one-handed grab. Retires Clark for the first out. Brings up the switch hitter, Isaac Collins. You're just joining us. Shuckers lead at 6-0. We've restarted after an hour and 51-minute rain delay. Shuckers offense exploded before the rain. 6 runs on 7 hits. 4 of those 7 hits were homers. Collins in from the left side against the righty Menendez. He delivers. Misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Menendez was a 14th-round pick of the Rays back in 2021. The pitch. Slider called the strike on the outside corner. Count evens 1-1. So far this year, 30 2/3 innings in high A Bowling Green. 26 strikeouts and a 4.7 ERA. Pitch home. He swings and lifts it out towards left center. Outward charges over, back into the gap, and it's over his head. 2 hops off the wall. Collins charged into second. Auer picks it up, fires it in. Collins a hard turn, but he stays put. He collects a double, brings up the righty Ethan Murray. That one was tagged off Collins' bat, 102 miles an hour. Now up comes the righty Murray. One out, runner on second here in the top of the fifth. Good number of people have stayed through the delay. Still hanging around at Riverwalk Stadium. The pitch, Collins off to third. Pitch misses away. Check that pitch called a strike. Soria eats it. Collins has his 19th stolen base of the year. So the Shuckers have a runner on third. They've scored in every inning today. 1 in the 1st, 3 in the 2nd, 1 in the 3rd, 1 in the 4th. The pitch, Murray. Lays off a fastball off the outside corner. Count evens 1-1. Murray's 0 for 2 with two flyouts to center. The 1-1 pitch. He swings and chops it into Caminero's glove at short. Fires hard to first after staring back. Collins keeps him put. Retires Murray. That was a hard chopper. Almost got over Caminero's head, but he went full extension. Climbed the ladder. Retires Murray for the second out. It brings up the righty Felix Valerio. By the way, fans, you can join in on today's broadcast with our text the booth line, 601-514-0776. The pitch. Valerio takes strike one. Again, that's 601-514-0776. Let us know where you're tuning in from on a Friday night. The 0-1 pitch. He swings and loops it out to short right center. Simon, the second baseman, charges out, gets under it, makes the two-handed grab, and that finishes out the inning. Well, the Shuckers go scoreless in an inning for the first time today. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're halfway through in Montgomery. 6-0 Biloxi. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Beer, soda, hot dogs, all at a discount? That's right. Join the boys of summer at MGM Park every Thursday home game for Thirsty Thursday presented by Yuengling, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108. Enjoy $2 Yuengling drafts, hot dogs, and sodas along with $4 draft beer specials. Want more? Splash in with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal with reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $14. Join in on the fun and reserve your tickets, hey, at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Celebrate the weekend with premium giveaways, specialty jerseys, and unique acts every Saturday night throughout the 2023 season. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Rep the Pearl and Oyster everywhere with a trip to the Shuckers shop at MGM Park and online. Find Shuckers hats, apparel, collectibles, novelties, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond merchandise, and more. Grab your Shuckers gear today at MGM Park or visit shuckers.milbstore.com.
Bottom five from Montgomery.
Yeah, well, listen, man, world made me crazy.
My DJ Shook first full inning of work delivers to Roberto Hernandez. First pitch misses up with a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. Count goes to 1-0. Shook came in relief of Carlos Rodriguez, who exited due to a rain delay. 1-0 delivery. Called strike. That went at 90 on the outer half. And the count evens 1-1. Hernandez is 0-for-1 today, grounded out to short back in the second. Shook fires. He swings and hits it on one hop by Black at third and into left for a base hit. Hernandez extends his hit streak to 7 straight and his on-base streak to 16 in a row. Brings up the lefty, Evan Edwards. Edwards is 0-for-1 today. Man on first, nobody out. 6-0 Shuckers here in the fifth. The pitch home. Misses low. Kiro bluffs a throw to first. Count goes to 1-0. Shook fires. Misses low, and the count goes to 2-0. Big thing for the Shuckers right now, just get length out of Shook. Shook's a guy who's been a starter this year, made 5 starts. He's thrown a healthy amount of innings in his starting role. The 2-0 delivery. Fastball called a strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. He's thrown 20 innings in 5 starts this year. Average is about 4. If you get 4 today, you only need to cover 2 innings from the pen. The 2-1 delivery. Edwards waves and misses. Fans on a changeup. 85. Counts even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. A big hello to Glenn and Faith, who are watching and listening from Ocean Springs tonight. Thanks so much for sticking through the rain delay. You can chime in with our text the booth line, 601-514-0776. Check back to first. Hernandez is back in time. Also gives us a chance to open up the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. One game's gone final. Smokies take down the Ember Apes 10-1. The 2-2 pitch misses low. Changeup at 84, and the count goes full. Smokies are off to a Southern League best 13-5 start in the second half. Ember Apes fall to 7-10 in the second half of the year. Elsewhere, bottom of the ninth, Rocket City leads Pensacola 10-5. The pitch misses up. It's a full count walk. First two reach here in the fifth inning. It brings up the righty Nate Soria with the runner in scoring position. Elsewhere, bottom six, Birmingham leads Chattanooga by a 7-5 score. Also a game that was delayed a bit by rain. It's been a rainy day in the state of Alabama. Big giant cell north of Montgomery. Now up comes the righty Soria. 0-1 today with a flyout to left. Shook delivers. Soria waves and misses. Fastball in the inner half at 91. Count goes to no balls and one strike. Good thing is it looks like we should be set for clear skies the rest of the night, or at least non-rainy skies the rest of the night. The 0-1 delivery. Soria swings and chops it to third. Black has it, taps third, fires across the diamond to first in time for a double play. Real nice job by Black. Double play retires Soria. Brings up the top of the order with two outs. That Chuckers double play is brought to you by the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi. Just steps away from Beaches Casinos and MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is your ideal spot for a stay on the coast. Tristan Peters now steps in. Runner on second with two outs, 6-0 Biloxi. The pitch, fastball, 90 miles an hour. Called strike one. That double play, 42nd of the year by Biloxi, the first that has gone across the diamond, 5-3. The 0-1 delivery. Lefty Peters takes low and inside. Count evens, 1-1. Peters is 1-for-2 today. Singled back in the third inning. Shook delivers. He swings and lifts it out to left. Collins ranges over towards the line. It drops down for a base hit. Gets by him to the wall. Edwards scores. Peters in a second with a stand-up double. And it's 6-1. That's Peters' 19th RBI of the year. He tallies a multi-hit day. It brings up Junior Caminero. 215, Junior Caminero. Shook fires to Caminero. Fastball called strike one, 88. Caminero's 1-for-2 today with a single and a strikeout. The 0-1 pitch. He swings and chops it out to short. Murray gets it on a big hop, takes a step, fires to first in time. And that finishes out the inning. But the Biscuits get a run. One run off two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're through 5-6-1 Biloxi. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenience drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too. Our price is low.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
The righty, Lamar Sparks, 6-1 Biloxi. Menendez fires home. Sparks takes strike one on the inside corner. Fastball at 92. Menendez is out for his second inning of work. Relieve John Doxakis after the rain delay in the fourth inning. The righty on the hill fires home. Wave and a miss. Fastball that gets Sparks swinging. Count goes to 0-2. Sparks tried to hammer that pitch. Swung so hard his helmet fell off. Almost fell off, barely saving his head. The 0-2 delivery. Sparks takes away and the check swing. First base umpire Caleb Martin says he does not go. Count at 1-2. The 1-2 delivery misses inside. Sparks backs out of the way. Counts even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Menendez was drafted out of Wake Forest. Graduated in 2021. 2-2 pitch, wave and a miss. Slider at 87. Sparks is gone for the first out. Brings up the top of the order and Tyler Black. Menendez played with the Brewers' first round pick this year, Brock Wilkin, who had a fantastic career at Wake Forest. One away, pitch to Black. Slider misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Wilkins set to report to Arizona in the next couple of days. Recently signed his contract. Brewers signed each of their first 10 picks in the draft, including a couple of big high school names that they were able to sway away from going to college. The 1-0 delivery. Black takes away. Count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Two-and-oh the count with one away. Home plate umpire Stephen Hopkins wipes off the plate. We're back ready to go. 6-1 Shuckers here in the sixth inning. Menendez fires. Fastball misses away. Count goes to 3 balls and no strikes. Black's reached base 3 times today. He's tripled and walked twice. Jackson Churio stands on deck. The 3-0 pitch misses away, and it's a 4-pitch walk. Black draws his third walk of the night. Now brings up the righty Jackson Churio. Churio is 2-for-3 today. single, a home run, and three driven in. Home run was a shot out to right back in the second, 407 feet. Menendez delivers. Black off to second. Pitch misses inside. The throw to second. In time. Black overslides the bag, and he has his palms up to first base umpire Kyle Stutz. Black's thrown out. Two away. Count it 1-0 to Churio. That's just the eighth time all year that Black's been thrown out trying to steal second. The pitch. Churio swings and lines it in a right center field. It drops down in the gap for a base hit. Churio has a three-hit game and just continues to cruise. Now 18 for his last 36 and even 500. Brings up the righty Efferson Caro. That one was line two, 98 off the bat. Settled down nicely in right center. Caro now steps in from the right side. 1-for-3 today. 6-1 Biloxi. Top of the sixth inning. Menendez fires. Churio off to second. Pitch misses inside. And Churio slides in. Now up to 26 stolen bases on the year. 1-0 delivery. He swings and lifts it foul. First base sign out of play. Counts even, 1-1. Caro stands at the very back of the right-handed box. The 1-1 pitch. Wave and a miss. Slider at 86, and the count goes to 1-2. Caro calls time and steps out. The 1-2 delivery. Swings and tips it off Soria's mask. Count stays at 1-2. One and two, the count with two outs. Caro digs back in. Menendez, the righty, stares in. Churio off second. The 1-2 pitch. Slider misses away, and the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Slider misses away, and the count goes full. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. The pitch. Slider chopped back into Menendez's glove. He leaps up on the mound, underhands to first, and retires Caro to end the inning. In the inning, no runs off, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. And to the bottom of the sixth inning, 6-1 Biloxi. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Follow the Biloxi Shuckers away from MGM Park for every pitch, promotion, ticket offer, and discount on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Follow the team at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, or at Official Biloxi Shuckers on Instagram. Become part of the fun today.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shucker Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
1, 2, 3.
Montgomery, David Clint back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers lead it 6-1. DJ Shook continues on the hill, delivers his final couple of warm-up pitches home to a new catcher that's in the game. Nick Cale comes in for Jefferson Caro. Caro went 1-for-4 tonight at the plate. He's now out of the game. Cale comes in. Cale slots into the 3 spot in the Shuckers order. Tick past the 10 o'clock hour. Switch hitter Ronnie Simon steps in from the left side against the righty TJ Shook. First pitch at the bottom of the 6th inning comes home. Misses low when the count goes to 1-0. You got to think it has been a lengthy night for Jefferson Caro's legs. 1-0 delivery. Misses inside and the count goes to 2-0. He become dialed in for all the time when you get to the ballpark until the game starts, and then you have a rain delay in the middle of it for almost 2 hours. 2-0 delivery. Called the strike. Count goes to 2-1. Opportunity to just keep everybody fresh and healthy. The 2-1 pitch. Fastball called the strike, and the count evens 2-2. The 92-mile-an-hour heater from Shook. The 2-2 delivery. Swing and a ground ball to first. Clark grabs it, bats it down. Now underhand flips to Shook, who covers first in time. And with one away, it brings up the righty Mason Auer. Also gives us a chance. 10 seconds for station ID on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruising. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Mason Auer now steps in. Welcome back to Riverwalk Stadium. 6-1 in the bottom of the 6th inning. The righty Shook delivers home. Fastball called strike one. Auer is 0-for-2 today. The only player in the Biscuits order that has not batted since the rain delay. The 0-1 pitch. He swings and tags it out to left center. Collins is over, reaches up in the gap and makes the catch. Retires Auer. Two away now for Diego Infante. Also gives us a chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update around the Brewers farm system. The Shuckers are the only game that's still going on. Everything else has gone final around the system. Nashville Sounds won it 17-3 over the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. The pitch home. Misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Sounds have 2 8-run innings. 17 runs on 16 hits. The 1-0 pitch. Infante takes a changeup on the outside corner for strike one. Final from single A, the Carolina Mudcats win it 8-5 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Dayton Dragons win it 6-2 over the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers in high A. 1-1 delivery. Slider misses away. Count goes to 2-1. Finals from the DSL. Red Sox red beats Brewers 1-12-9. Red Sox Blue beats Brewers 2, 6-2. At the big league level, Braves take down the Brew Crew by a 6-4 final. The 2-1 delivery. Infante takes off the inside corner with a fastball. Count goes to 3-1. One game actually still going on. It's the ACL Brewers up 4-2 against the ACL Guardians in Maryvale out in Arizona. The pitch. Infante takes strike two, 92 on the outside corner. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, nobody on. The pitch. Infante waves and misses, 92 on the inside corner. That finishes off a 1-2-3 sixth inning from TJ Shook. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the seventh. Shuckers lead it 6-1. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
From Montgomery, David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. The lefty Noah Campbell set to step in against the righty Antonio Menendez. 6-1 Shuckers. First pitch of the seventh comes home. Misses up and away. And the count goes to one ball and no strikes. Shuckers have 6 runs on 9 hits. 1 run off 5 hits for Montgomery. The 1-0 delivery. Campbell checks his swing, goes around, count evens 1-1. The 1-1 delivery. He swings and pops it foul. Third base side out of play. Goes to 1-2. Campbell's 0-2 tonight, but he was hit by a pitch back in the first inning. The 1-2 pitch. He swings and chops it on the ground up the third baseline. Menendez bare hands it and bobbles it out of his hand. Campbell reaches. Brings up the righty, Wes Clark. Tanner Murray was crashing, but Menendez went to cut it off. Goes the hit. Checker's 10th hit. Now tally, 10 or more hits in 5 straight games. Man on first with nobody out. Brings up the righty, Wes Clark. Check back to first. Campbell slides back in. The pitch to Clark. He swings and hits it on one hop. Murray backhands it at third, goes to second for one. Simon to first, a bit high. Edwards keeps his foot on the bag, and the Biscuits go around the horn for a double play. Murray snagged the hot shot. 1-1 off the bat. now brings up the switch hitter, Isaac Collins. Two outs, nobody on. Chuckers lead it 6-1. The pitch shows bunt, places it foul behind home plate. Goes 0-1. Chuckers lead it 6-1. They scored in each of the first four innings. Collins is 1-for-3 today. The pitch takes inside, kicks out his back leg to avoid being hit. Count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch takes away. Count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch, he swings and chops it on the ground right side of the infield. Edwards has it, flips to Menendez, who taps first and finishes out a 1-2-3 inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. Double play helps out Menendez, and it's time to stretch in Montgomery. 6-1 Biloxi. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the Class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shucker Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh, yeah!
The bottom of the seventh inning. Shuckers lead it 6-1 over the Montgomery Biscuits. Shuckers trying to close things out, earn themselves at least a series split here in Montgomery. They've won two of the first three, four of their last five overall. Righty TJ Shook continues on and faces the righty Tanner Murray. First pitch of the bottom half of the seventh comes home. Bunt shown, popped up, third base side. Black charges, and it just drops down in front of him. Count goes to no balls and one strike. Would have been a terrific play from Tyler Black. Reminiscent of Ethan Murray's diving play in a bunt at third back earlier this year. But instead, it's a harmless strike one. Murray tripled back in the second inning. Tallied a hit in four straight games. A one delivery. He swings and hits it on the ground to second. Valerio has it, takes a step, fires to first in time. Murray's retired. Now brings up the righty, Heriberto Hernandez. Shuckers lead it 6-1. One out, nobody on in the bottom of the seventh inning. The pitch. Hernandez swings, chops it on the ground to short. Murray bobbles it, goes under his glove, and trickles into short left. Hernandez reaches on an E6. That's Murray's 10th error of the year. Brings up the lefty, Evan Edwards. Edwards is 0-for-1 today with a strikeout and a walk. The pitch. He takes strike one. Fastball at 91 on the inside black. Shook's a guy who's very comfortable with working multiple roles within this bullpen, within this pitching staff. The 0-1 delivery. Edwards takes away. Count evens 1-1. All goes back to Shook's college days back at the University of South Carolina. He was a guy that, if they needed him as a bullpen arm on Friday or Saturday, that would be his spot for the weekend. But if it got to Sunday and he hadn't been used yet, that's when he would start. 1-1 pitch. Edwards takes a strike on the inside corner. Count goes to 1-2. Since turning pro, Shook has primarily been a starter all the way up until this year, when he's been used as a long man out of the pen, a starter, and today, a piggyback off Carlos Rodriguez's start that was ended early due to rain. 1-2 the count on Edwards. Hernandez off first. Shook delivers. Edwards swings and hammers it out to deep center. Sparks turns around, chases on it, back towards the warning track, makes the catch. Hernandez jogs on back to first. Sparks fires it in. Chases down a ball that was off the pad at 105 miles an hour. Two away now for the righty, Nate Soria. Soria is 0-for-2 today. Pitch home. Shows bunt. Whiffs. Count goes down 1. Soria is looking for his first hit of the year. This is his 8th appearance in 2023. He's 0-for-22. Hernandez off first with 2 away. 6-1 Biloxi. Shook delivers. He takes low. Gets by Kale. Hernandez moves up to second on the wild pitch. Shook comes set. The 1-1 pitch. He waves and misses. 91 on the gun. Count goes to 1-2. A couple of guys doing some light stretching exercises in the Shuckers pen. Max Lazar, Robbie Baker, Luis Amaya, and Ryan Middendorf. All doing various stretching exercises. The 1-2 pitch. Soria waves and misses. Slider at 81 on the outside corner. And that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, one error, and one runner left on base. Into the 8th, 6-1 Biloxi. Back after this in the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport. Visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter. That's the name.
And away goes.
troubles down the drain.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Into the top of the eighth inning in Montgomery. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Tuckers Radio Network. Antonio Menendez is out after three scoreless innings in his Double A debut. Brings in the righty Chris Gow to face the righty Ethan Murray. First pitch of the eighth comes home, misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Checkers lead it 6-1. Six runs off 10 hits and an error. One run off 5 hits for Montgomery. Gow delivers. Murray takes a strike, top of the zone. Count evens 1-1. Final line for Menendez, three scoreless innings, allows three hits, walks one, strikes out one, throws 41 pitches. The 1-1 delivery. Marie takes a strike at the knees. Count goes to 1-2. Gow's making his 19th appearance this year. 2.42 ERA, 1-2 pitch, wave and a miss. Curveball at 74. Murray's retired for the first out. Brings up the righty, Felix Valerio. It's the fourth strikeout today from Biscuits pitching. Brings up one of the four guys in this lineup that smashed a homer today. And Felix Valerio hit one over the wall in left, 367 feet back in the second. The pitch. He takes a strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 0-1. Gow this year, 2.42 ERA in 26 innings, 10 walks, 32 strikeouts. Opponents hitting just 2.02 against him. 0-1 delivery. Valerio waves and misses, try to hammer a fastball that blazed in at 91. Count goes to 0-2. It's the fastest pitch of the day from Gow. Now Valerio calls time and steps out. The 0-2 pitch, curveball misses inside at 74. Count goes to 1-2. That homer by Valerio snapped quite the lengthy home run drought. It's his first homer since June 1st. 80 at-bats between homers in almost two full months. The 1-2 pitch. He takes changeup at 85 on the outside corner. Just missed by maybe an inch. Count of two balls and two strikes. One out, nobody on here on the top of the eighth. Gow delivers. Called strike three on the outside corner. 91 on the gun. Valerio's down looking. Two away, and it brings up the righty Lamar Sparks. Sparks homered back to lead off the top of the fourth inning. Two outs, no one on. The pitch. Sparks takes a strike on the outside corner. Count goes 10-1. The 0-1 pitch. Curveball misses up and in. Count evens, one ball and one strike. Gow comes set, rocking the long sleeve undershirt, delivers home. Line drive, foul, first base side. Count at 1-2. It was a hot shot off Sparks' bat. Count at 1-2 with 2 away. Shuckers up 6-1. All 6 runs scored in the first 4 innings. The 1-2 pitch. Wave and a miss. Curveball that flutters in at 74. And Gow strikes out the side. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. 6-1 Shuckers through 7.5. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers bucket hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers bucket hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
The order due up for Montgomery in the bottom of the eighth inning. Shuckers lead it 6-1 over the Biscuits. The righty TJ Shuck fires home to the lefty Peters. First pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Peters is 2-for-3 tonight. He's the only guy in the Biscuits lineup with a multi-hit performance. Single, a double, and an RBI. Delivers home. Wave and a miss from Peters. Cutter at 89. Counts even, 1-1. Luisa Maya is starting to do some more intense stretching in the Shuckers bullpen. Now got his glove on. 1-1 delivery. Swing and a chopper back up the middle. Murray gets it behind second on two hops. Fires to Cork at first in time. Peters is retired for the first out. Brings up Junior Caminero. 6-1 Shuckers here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update around the Southern League. Plan your visit today and visit OWA.com. Shuckers hang on. They'll wake up tied for first place in the Southern League South Division. Pensacola lost tonight. Pitch home. Lifted foul. Out of play. First base side. Count goes to 0-1. Rocket City hangs a 10 spot on him and wins it 10-5. Beats Patrick Monteverde. Has his first clunker of a start in 2023. Smokies take down the Embraves 10-1, and Chattanooga and Birmingham knotted at 7 in the top of the eighth inning. The 0-1 pitch, Caminero swings and lifts it foul. Way down the right field line out of play. Count it, no balls and 2 strikes. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Shook's 0-2 pitch comes home. Wave and a miss from Caminero. Waves over the top of an 84-mile-an-hour slider. Two away, and it brings up the switch hitter Ronnie Simon. 6-1 Shuckers here on the bottom of the eighth inning. First pitch to Simon. Misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Simon's a switch hitter in from the left side. 0-for-3 today with a strikeout. Chuck delivers. He swings and fouls it back. Count evens 1-1. By the way, everybody who is doing various stretches in the Shuckers bullpen has now sat down. Chuck's about to throw his 55th pitch of the night. He's been stretched out a good bit this year. 1-1 delivery. Misses up and in. It hits his bat. The count goes to 1-2. He tried to get out of the way and forgot to drop the bat. And the ball hits the bat. It rolled foul, and the count's at 1-2. Count at 1-2 with 2 away. Chuck delivers, swings, and lifts it foul. Out of play on the third base side. Count at 1-2. 2 away here in the bottom of the 8th. 6-1 Biloxi. The pitch to Simon. He swings and chops it foul. Towards the Shuckers dugout in the first base side. Count stays at 1-2. And in true minor league fashion, Mike Murphy, the GM of the Biscuits, is serving as the bat boy for both sides. The 1-2 pitch. Simon takes strike 3 on the inside corner, and that finishes out the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the 9th. It's 6-1 Biloxi. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors, no job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery, Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
Hi, this is Tyler Black, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Tyler Black leads things off as we head to the top of the 9th inning. 6-1 Shuckers over the Biscuits. Righty Chris Gauss set to work. Black steps in. Back of the left-handed batter's box. The righty Gow from the stretch delivers home. Black takes strike 1, fastball at 85. Gow's a bit of a crafty righty. We've seen him fluttering a couple pitches under 75 miles an hour, putting a couple curveballs. The 0-1 pitch. Black swings and lifts it out to right. Hernandez goes back, turns around, a couple steps shy of the track, hauls it in. Right about near his waist. One away, and it brings up Jackson Churio. Churio's 3-for-4 tonight. He's driven in 3, swiped 2 bases, and hit a homer. Meanwhile, Max Lazar is getting warm in the Shuckers' pen. The pitch to Churio. He swings and pops it up. Right side of the infield, Simon, the shortstop, second baseman, comes over. Edwards, the first baseman, makes the catch. And Churio's retired for the second out. It brings up the righty Nick Cale for his first plate appearance of the night. Cale came in for Jefferson Caro to start the seventh inning. Caro ends his night 1-for-4 at the dish. Now brings up the righty Cale. Two outs, nobody on. 6-1 Shuckers in the top of the ninth inning. Gow delivers. Wave and a miss from Cale on a slider. Count goes 0-1. Cale this year hitting 186 to the plate. Two homers, 11 driven in. The 0-1 pitch. He swings and misses, trying to time up an 83-mile-an-hour slider. Count goes 0-2. Comes set. The 0-2 pitch. Wave and a miss. Fastball at 85, and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're into the bottom of the ninth inning. Shuckers 3 outs away from their third win of the week. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEB Distributing during every Shuckers.